Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. We wanted to start off today with a story about a farmer who was living in Africa and decided to sell his farm to head out and look for diamonds. Diamonds had already been discovered quite a bit on the continent, and so he wanted to seek his fortune outside of his current life. For years, he wandered the continent, constantly searching for diamonds and wealth, which he never found. Eventually, he went completely broke and threw himself into a river and drowned. Very tragic story. But meanwhile, the new owner of his farm picked up an unusual-looking rock about the size of a country egg and put it on his mantle as a sort of curiosity. A visitor stopped by and, in viewing the rock, practically went into terminal convulsions. He told the new owner of the farm that the funny-looking rock on his mantle was about the biggest diamond that had ever been found. The new owner of the farm said, "The whole farm is covered with them," and sure enough, it was. The farm turned out to be the Kimberley Diamond Mine, the richest the world has ever known. The original farmer was literally standing on acres of diamonds. We pulled that story from an article entitled Acres of Diamonds, and it's written by Earl Nightingale on the website agiftofinspiration.com.au. That story is a great reminder that there are diamonds all around us. We don't necessarily need to go out searching for another life. Sometimes all we need is right here in front of us. We have a story we want to play for you today. It's from Elder Robert D. Hales, who is a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, and it's from General Conference, April 2009, and it's entitled, Becoming Provident Providers, Temporally and Spiritually. Here's the story in his own words.
May I share with you two lessons in provident living that can help each of us. These lessons, along with many other important lessons of my life, were taught to be my wife and my eternal companion. These lessons were learned at different times in our marriage, both on occasions when I wanted to buy her a special gift. The first lesson was learned when we were newly wedded and had very little money. I was in the Air Force, and we had missed Christmas together. I was on assignment overseas. When I got home, I saw a beautiful dress in a store window and suggested to my wife that if she liked it, we would buy it. Mary went into the dressing room of the store. After a moment, the sales clerk came out, rushed by me, returned the dress to its place in the store window. As we left the store, I said, "What happened?" And I asked Mary, and she replied, "It was a beautiful dress, but we can't afford it." Those words went straight to my heart. I have learned that the three most loving words are, "I love you," and the four most caring words for those we love are, "We can't afford it." The second lesson was learned several years later. When we were financially secure, our wedding anniversary was approaching, and I wanted to buy Mary a fancy coat to show my love and appreciation for her many happy years together with us. When I asked what she thought of the coat I had in mind, she replied with words that again penetrated my heart and mind. "Where would I wear it?" she sweetly said. At the time, she was a Ward Relief Society president, helping to minister to needy families. Then she taught me an unforgettable lesson. She looked me in the eyes and sweetly asked, "Are you buying this for me or for you?" In other words, she was asking, "Is the purpose of this gift to show your love for me, or to show me that you're a great provider, or to prove something to the world?" I pondered her question and realized I was thinking less about her and our family and more about me. After that, we had a serious, life-changing discussion about provident living, and both of us agreed that our money would be better spent in paying down our home mortgage and adding to our children's education fund. These two lessons are the essence of provident living. When faced with a choice to buy, consume, or engage in worldly things and activities, we all need to learn to say to one another, we can't afford it even though we want it, or we can afford it, but we don't need it, and we really don't even want it. There is an important, equally important principle underlying these lessons. We can learn more from communicating with our husbands and wives. As we counsel and work together in family councils, we can help each other become provident providers and teach our children to live providently as well.
This story from Elder Hells teaches a powerful lesson that whether we're in a season of financial plenty, or maybe it might be a more difficult time financially for us, that the most important things are not things at all. It's our family and friends and those who surround and love us. That's really what matters in life. And that's the message we wanted to leave with you today. Thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or stories you'd like to share with us, maybe you've had a similar situation or one that you would feel comfortable sharing, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. Or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled A New Day, and it's featuring William Joseph. Thanks again for being with us. Have a great day.